This is Digital Dave.
Sorry about that. And I'm Fast Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, slowing up.
Right. And joining us is Miss Nicole Stevens. I guess I should miss okay?
Yes.
Okay, from the Aviation Weather Center.
Hey,
important. We're all about aviation weather.
Important stuff. We've certainly had a lot of interesting aviation weather.
So we can immediately sit here and just say, so last night was your fault, huh?
Oh, yes, I'd like to take the blame for that one.
No, you wouldn't. Hey, you got to admit one thing. It was a heck of a light show last night.
Oh, yeah.
So talk to me. What does Aviation Weather Center do? Let's start right at the basics.
Yeah, the Aviation Weather Center provides weather information for especially general aviation pilots, but anyone in that aviation community. We work with dispatchers. We work with forecasters. To help make sure that everyone gets the weather information they need before they fly or for their flight and flight preparation.
Okay, so you're the ones we get the weather briefing from. Now, there's so much technology we've been talking about, you know, clear air turbulence forecast, icing forecast. Are you guys starting to roll that into your briefings as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Our forecasters look at all of that information. They look at the forecast. They look at the turbulence, the icing, the convection, anything that might affect your flight, and we try to relay that information to you. We have forecasters that put out your SIGMETs in-house at the Aviation Weather Center down in Kansas City.
Okay, so you're going to look at my flight plan. You're going to ask me what altitudes I'm flying because you may know something specific about my altitude that I need to know.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. So you've taken off. You're 2 hours into your flight, and you're looking up at something you don't plan on. Can you get weather briefings in flight, detailed ones?
That will depend on how much information or how much access. I work on the Aviation Weather Center website, so aviationweather.gov. That's through the internet, so if you have access to the internet while you're flying, you can easily see what's going ahead of you. Most airplanes come equipped with radar and other equipment, so they can kind of see what's coming up as they're flying.
So you absolutely know that they were wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
What kind of questions should the pilot me ask you, the weather briefer?
Right. So as a weather briefer, I actually am preparing all the supplies. I put together the information you need for your flight brief. So the best I can give you is I can give you all the information that could happen, all that potential weather that you could run into while you're flying.
Can I discuss like alternate plans with you and get your, you know, can I say, oh, well, if this happens, I'm going to go this way. What's the weather going to be over here?
A lot of weather briefers do provide, you know, backup plans or alternate routes or maybe a safer route. We won't tell you can fly, can't fly, but we can tell you that it's likely you're going to run into convection here, so don't fly that way. It would maybe make more sense to try to fly this way.
Okay, so you can make recommendations.
Correct.
But not tell, nobody tells a pilot what to do.
Yeah, that's why they end up talking to the NTSB.
Exactly, the previous guest, yes. And all those other people. On average, how many calls, how many flight briefings do you give a day?
So I'm actually part of the web development team. I work on the website, and okay. I don't do a lot of calls. Specifically, I provide the materials, and other people brief off of those materials.
Okay, so let's talk about the website. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would.
Yes. How often is it updated? Is it real time? I mean, can I look at the radar images and assume that they are timely?
Yes, the website's updated. We'll say near real time or at real time as soon as we get the information. And we update that. We're actually working on a whole rewrite for aviationweather.gov. Currently, so we have a beta version that we've been showing pilots here this week to try to get them used to.
So that's something I want to look at before I even call flight for my personal weather briefing.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a good way to get yourself familiar with what you might see and what you might hear, so you know kind of your own self-brief before you call and get going.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, you don't want him to say something and you'd be totally surprised. Like, what?
Right, right.
Okay, so come early, come often.
I was going to say, it sounds like the best thing to do would be look at the website first, and then while you're looking at the website, you call in and get your briefing so
yes.
that you can see as well as hear what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. That is one of the biggest things, and we're trying to make the website more, you know, modern and user-friendly, so everyone's able to follow along. And as you get your briefing from wherever you're getting a briefing, you're able to see, yeah, what they're talking about and what your flight plan should be or could be based on the weather going forward.
Let me ask a technical question. Ha, huh, sure.
Good luck.
Most weather images are what you would consider a top-down view.
Yeah.
Can you provide a horizontal view that we can actually say, oh, well, this altitude looks like it's going to be okay, less chance. The storm doesn't, you know, the storm's going to reach this high, so I definitely need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, we have an updated tool into our new beta site that views cross-sections, so you can see different products horizontally from the surface up to flight level 480 and see different conditions, you know, winds, your turbulence, your cloud layers, and see where those would impact your flight before you actually
I mean, obviously, if I see something that looks stormy, I'm going to go around it. But it would be personally interesting to look at that cross-section.
Yes, I imagine it's especially interesting for, like, winds. If you know that the jet's at a certain level, you could not try to fly against the winds if you have that option.
Or take advantage of the, try and take advantage of the tailwind. Right. Always fly east, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of tough when you're in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are speaking with Nicole Stevens about the Aviation Weather Center and the website. The beta that you just are demonstrating, I mean, is this like completely different or is it just an evolution?
Yeah, so it's a pretty major rewrite. One of the major focuses is it's now mobile responsive, so it should look the same on your phone or a tablet in the cockpit as it would on a desktop as you're doing your flight planning ahead of time. We have some new features, but ultimately, one of the big ones was that we got rid of a lot of our individual products and clumped them all into one larger, more interactive map called the Graphical Forecast for Aviation. And that's where you'll get all of that weather information going forward.
Okay. So you definitely are thinking about real-time use in cockpit.
Yep. Whether that's in flight or pre-flight as you're, you know, loading everything up, getting everything ready to go, do one last check to make sure nothing changed. You can look at your observations, real-time METARs, real-time radar, satellites, stuff like that, right as you're about to go. We know a lot of planes have that equipped, and we tried to take that into account as they were getting ready for flights.
Of course, now me with, you know, the WhizBank special, I'd have to have my cell phone with a hotspot and all this thing to link to the tablet, and oh my goodness, it'd be confusing.
Well, you're just going to have to build
it would be
a corporate
worth it.
Jet, aren't you?
Yes, there you go. Get my corporate jet kit going here. Has the people that have seen it, what's the approval? That's the word.
Yeah,
they like it?
Yeah, we've had very positive feedback. We went experimental, publicly experimental last March, so March of 22. And we've been getting pilot feedback, dispatcher feedback, forecaster feedback, trying to get all that information, make sure we're meeting what the mission for everyone that needs this site is able to get. And
making it easier to use, I hope.
Right. And so ideally, everything is much smoother now, even than it was back when we first went publicly experimental. And then in September, the site will go live and replace the current aviationweather.gov site.
Okay, so get used to it, guys. It's here to stay.
Yep, well, that's
test
it out.
It's new and improved.
And, well, hopefully it's much improved, because there's so much information. One thing I've been thinking about it, you guys, everybody's coming out with all these new weather products. How the heck do I integrate and how do I absorb all this without getting overloaded?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We even have some training videos and stuff to kind of guide you through the website and stuff you would need to know as you're creating your pre-flight briefing, as you're doing your self-brief ahead of time. We have a couple walkthroughs of what all you would need and where to find it.
Okay. Well, that sounds darn handy.
Well, it could very well be, that's for sure, especially if you're doing a long cross country or something.
Oh, well, yeah. Especially in around here, the things change every 5 minutes.
Well, like, you know, and...
Well, I mean, look at last night. We all said, oh, it's going to miss us to the north. It's going to miss us to the north. And all of a sudden, it didn't.
Nope.
It's like, uh-oh.
And I had a weather situation in Delaware just recently where...
Well, they do have weather in Delaware.
They have a lot of weather in Delaware, but we were north. The storm was north of us. And we're checking the radar, and 10 minutes later, we're getting drowned, and there was nothing on the radar. It was one of them little pop-up boogers. It just stood up.
It just did not like you.
It did not. You should have seen all the rain we had. It was disturbing.
Was it a lot? Most of it fell down, though, right?
Yeah,
nothing fell up.
Well, some of it went sideways.
Okay.
But, you know, that's
not good either.
No.
That's good either. So, are you a pilot as well? Do you take advantage of your own products?
No, I'm actually not a pilot. I am a meteorologist and now a web developer as well.
Well, that's an interesting combination.
It is. It's unusual, to say the least.
Weather on the web.
Right. Not only does she know how to put it on the web, but she's also a capable and skilled operator of the new digital weather Ouija board.
Oh, he's not going to let that one ever go away.
Never.
You know?
Never.
I don't care. Even if you had weather control capability, he would be saying, oh, you get the Ouija board out?
Yep. Are you kidding? That's what I was using down in Wilmington, and as usual, I was wrong.
Yep.
And
yep.
I never heard the end of it.
So it's going to go live in September, and then you will, I'm sure you'll roll out updates as you see fit.
Absolutely.
And what's the next big thing? Do you know anything? Is there anything out there you can tell us about?
Well, this will be our pretty big project. We're waiting for, you know, feedback, especially as it goes live, again, from pilots, from whoever's willing to give that kind of feedback, and hopefully we can make any changes that are needed ahead of time.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Nicole Stevens from the Aviation Weather Center. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.